Yes, I heard you, Tony. The connection's okay. I was just thinking. Well, it's very kind of you to make an appointment, but I'm not sure I want a job in the city. Well, I know I said it, but let me think it over. Thanks. Bye. Oh, Jim. I guess you heard that.
Mm-hmm, but I can forget it. I just came in to say that Joy and I are going home.
I'd like to tell you about that call.
Okay. Brother-in-law should have some uses.
I may have done something foolish.
Oh, we all do sometime or another.
That was Tony Cushing.
Yes, so I gathered. The guy who dazzled Joy.
Oh, he can. But he was really trying to be nice. A friend of his in the real estate business in the city has an opening in his office.
Ah, and it just so happened...
Well, Tony did mention my name.
Well, that's great. Go in and talk to the guy.
But I'm not sure if I did get the job I'd wanted.
Why not?
Well, it would be a big change. Leaving Bellhaven...
We'd all be right here when you came back.
You think I should try it?
I think that for once in your life, you should do exactly what you want to do, Kate. I mean, you're free now. No time.
I don't think anybody's ever free if they love people. And there are a lot of people in Bellhaven I love.
Jobs aren't easy to get these days.
I know that, too. Oh, Jim. Do you think I'd fit in the city?
I don't know why not.
But I was born in this town, married here. This is where I've lived. And where Tom died. When you put roots down like
Look,
that...
Look, you have only one question to ask yourself, Kate.
What's that?
Would you like living and working in the city?
Oh, sometimes I think I would. Sometimes it scares me.
Is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol, to know you're the best you can be.
Wakefield Real Estate. No, Kate's out. This is Pat. Oh, you've decided not to take the house. I'm sorry. Maybe we'll have another listing. Sure. Bye now.
I'll run along, Pat.
Oh, stick around, David. Kate ought to be back soon.
Well, I just dropped by to leave those passes for you and Chuck for the fire department's carnival this week.
Oh, thanks. We never miss it. Are you going?
Sure. I cover it for the paper.
Kate going with you?
I haven't asked her.
Why don't you?
Kate's been pretty busy.
Oh, come on, David. She's wandering around like a lost soul these days.
Maybe us newspaper men are more up to date than real estate women.
Oh?
Yes, Kate. I certainly don't want to interfere in her new free life.
Oh, I get it. A little too much of Tony Cushing.
Oh, you've heard about him?
She's mentioned him. He walked into her life by accident, I guess. But if ever there was a girl who wanted friends and family ties, it's Kate.
I guess we all do.
David, it's not my business, but don't jump to too many conclusions.
About what?
You're a newspaper man, all right. You don't give a bit when you don't want to. Look, Kate's going through a very tough time. When old Arthur Wakefield died, everybody said, Kate, you're free. No more cares. Now do something. Well, maybe Kate isn't the kind to jump into something new with both feet. She's been hurt once.
That's the one thing I don't forget. I can understand how she wants a little freedom. But if any man hurt her again...
Maybe that's what she's thinking about, too. I wouldn't blame her.
I've got to get back to paper. I'll see you on the Ferris wheel, Pat.
Not me, you old David. Pat? Kate... You startled me. You can still use the front door. We've paid this month's rent.
I didn't want to run into David.
Oh, that's the way the mop flops.
It doesn't flop at all. I hurt his feelings, and I'm just not ready to cope yet.
How long have you been back there?
Just came in, saw him, and waited.
You've got him worried.
Oh, I don't mean to, Pat. You know that.
Incidentally, I have an idea. He wanted to ask you to the opening of the carnival tonight.
You're beginning to sound like my sister, Joy.
Whoops. Then forget it.
Are you in a hurry to get home?
Not me. Chuck's working late.
Got time for a coffee?
Sure. If the water's still hot.
Pat, I asked you a funny question, remember?
You mean about the office?
Yeah. I asked you whether you thought we ought to go on with this business.
This is a business?
Well, it keeps us both out of the house. And you said sure.
And you said sure.
Did you mean it?
Did you? Look, Kate, if you and I can't level with each other, we ought to sell out now. What was on your mind?
Well, I have a chance, or at least the chance of an interview for a job in the city.
No kidding.
Through that man I told you about? The one I met at the airport when Isabel came in.
Oh, Tony.
Anthony Cushing.
The name's got class.
That's what he says. He says I couldn't pronounce his grandfather's name.
So what's the problem? He can get you a job.
Oh, he's not getting it for me. I wouldn't accept that. But he knew of an opening in the city, and he thought I ought to go in and talk to the man. Mr. Al Ross.
Oh, I've seen his name in the real estate ads. Sounded like a big firm.
I know. But suppose I don't want the job?
Well, no is a pretty useful word.
But suppose I did? I'd be walking out on you and Isabel. My sister Joy would hate it.
How many lives are you trying to live?
I don't know. I guess I've never been free of other people. I just don't know.
I told you once I wouldn't give you any advice. Well, here goes. You're still young, Kate. You're on your own. And a door opens. I say, walk through it.
Would you?
I did. Chuck was my door. I fell in love with him on our first date, and I've never been sorry for a minute.
And what about this office?
Kate, you've got to start somewhere.
Fortune, lady.
Oh, David.
I was looking for you, Kate.
Pat told me you were at the office.
Thought you might like to come to this carnival tonight.
Oh, I came over with Joy and Jim.
Oh, sure.
But of course, if you'd phoned...
We really are batting the ball, aren't we?
I know you're a little annoyed with me.
I'm no kid, Kate, but I suppose I have a weakness. I like to take care of you a little.
David, that's sweet.
Oh, that kills it.
I mean it. And I don't blame you for being annoyed when I went out with Tony Cushing the other night.
Tell you the truth, Kate, it isn't your going out with a man like Cushing, but no guy likes to look foolish.
I'm going to tell you something that maybe you won't like.
Oh, you too.
Nice timing, Jim.
Oh, I'm interrupting.
Kate is just about to tell me something she says I won't like.
Oh, no, Kate's too smart for that. No, all I wanted to say, Kate, is that Joy and I are leaving.
So early?
Don't worry, Jim. I'll take Kate home.
But why, Jim?
Oh, a little running family feud. We left grown-up daughter Nancy at home studying timetables.
Where's she going someplace?
She thinks she is. All Nancy wants in life is to get out from under, to go into the city and live whatever life 18-year-old girls think they live there.
She's still a kid.
Yeah, well, that's what Joy and I think. But she says at 18 she can vote, marry, and decide her own life without us.
Well, that's true, Jim.
I hope she doesn't find out too soon that you've got the same idea, Kate, of going into the city.
Well,
a home to the wars. See you, David. Night, Kate.
Oh.
I didn't know you were thinking about the city, Kate.
That's what I wanted to tell you, David. I have a chance for a job. I'd like to tell you about it.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula, our conditioning formula, is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra Rich Cream Formula is the one hairdressers use because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Final Net, the non-aerosol hair mist that holds up longer than you do.
Again we meet, you, dear ladies, and the author of Vanity Fair, William Makepeace Thackeray. I may tell you, I am greatly relieved that your loyalty was not too severely tested by the unhappy experiences I was obliged to relate when last we were together. Nor will I mislead you now by implying that matters will improve today. Recall, please, the chicanery practiced by young Lieutenant George Osborne when he called upon Joseph Sedley this morning.
You made a proper ass of yourself last night, Joe's old boy, and I'll not let you do worse today. You shan't suffer humiliation by asking Rebecca Sharp to marry you, because, my poor fellow, Miss Sharp vowed last night she never wants to see you again.
As we know full well, Rebecca vowed no such thing. In fact, the opposite. What she said to Joseph's sister was this.
Don't be unhappy, dear Emmy. Dear sister-in-law to be. I'm more certain than ever I've been that tomorrow will dawn upon my fortune. Tomorrow, Joe's will ask for my hand.
Not only was it churlishly wicked of George to carry untruths to the hapless Joe, it was extremely risky. How easily he could be found out. I, for one, hope he will be. But alas, it appears I'm to be denied that satisfaction. Even now, as he stands at Amelia Sedley's door, before lifting the knocker, he grapples with that very hazard.
That great fat Humpty Dumpty is in such thrall to Rebecca Sharp, he'll ignore every word I said. The moment he can lift his throbbing head from the pillow, he'll stand at this very door, ready to fall to his knees before that upstart governess.
My little darling Babette, I had to come, though George tells me you said you never wished to see me again.
Dear Joe's, I would never, no, never say such a dreadful thing.
Well, I'd best set this to rights. I don't give a tinker's damn what Miss Sharp thinks of me, but it would be my ruination with Amelia, even though all I tried to do was save her brother's very life. How shall I manage? What could I say to... Got it. Very good. Safe now to knock. Amelia.
I saw you through the window, George, but it was so long before you knocked. I waited and waited.
I was savoring the moment before I saw you.
Oh, George, do come in.
I'd have been here earlier, but for another call I felt obliged to make.
We'll go to the morning room. I just had tea brought with an extra cup. Should you come?
You knew I would come. Where is Miss Sharp for this morning?
Upstairs.
She's suffering a slight indisposition.
Worrying about old George?
Oh, I can hardly bear to hear his name. But yes, she frets that he may have a worse indisposition than her own. Milk or lemon, George?
Lemon, please.
I trust Joe's is ashamed of his shocking behavior last night. Sugar?
Thank you, no.
I shall always remember. George takes only lemon in his tea.
And you take...
milk, sugar.
And I shall remember that.
Oh.
Amelia, I come with news of your brother. I looked in on him.
So that's the call you made. I did want to ask, but it wouldn't have been seemly. How kind of you to go.
Well, I had to return his carriage and needn't have done more, but I know the demonic effect of rack punch the morning after imbibing too much of the grape. Poor Joe's had more than his share.
Is he ashamed of himself?
Dear Emmy, I hate with all my heart to cause you unhappiness, but Joe's is in as dismal condition this morning as last night.
Is he, Lieutenant?
Becky, I'm so glad you've come down.
Good morning, Miss Sharp.
Good morning.
Tea, Becky?
Very strong, please.
Ah, Miss Sharp, if you could but see Joe's this morning, moaning in his flowered dressing gown, writhing on his bed, lolling out his tongue to Globber the apothecary, who had no magic potion to heal the patient.
Will Joe be able to come this morning?
Oh, he may not, who's to say? I will say his talk is as wild as last night, and such fancies in his head you'd not believe. I tried with all my might to quiet him and set him straight in his mind. I might as well have saved my breath.
Excuse me,
Becky. Is something amiss? Where are you going?
Upstairs.
Your tea.
It didn't taste very good.
Becky has tasted something other than tea. Distrust of George Osborne.
Julie, I haven't had this. It's been years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Shut up, kid.
5 minutes, Claus.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the toss is starting.
Oh. Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Final Net. Final Net is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Final Net holds up longer than you do.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrol. I compared labels. Daytrol has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrol can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrol, new from Bristol-Myers.
One wonders what canny instinct whispered to Becky that George Osborne is not her friend. It may be she will tell us as she sits by an upstairs window watching for a coach and pair driven by Joseph Sedley.
That sly look in George's eyes, his smile, not a smile at all. Did any see? No, for love is surely blind, and dear foolish Emmy trusts everyone, including Becky Sharp. What did George Osborne say to Joe's of me? Make sport of me? Laugh at me? Did he frighten Joe's? So, you fancy you can best Miss Sharp, do you, Lieutenant? We shall see.
While Becky broods upstairs, Amelia downstairs finds courage to reprove young George.
Oh, George, you did upset poor Becky. You shouldn't have done.
Poor Becky? Oh, there's nothing poor about Miss Sharp except her purse. Confound it, what did I say to upset her? She asked if Joe's would come. I said he may not. I'm not his master. What other could I say?
It sounded more than may not. As if you thought, oh, surely you don't think Joe's won't ask Becky. Oh, surely.
I can only say again, he may and may not.
Well, did he speak of marriage?
I believe he did mention it, but it was such wild talk, I paid no mind.
I would that you had.
Dear Amelia, I am bound to confess that I didn't feel very kindly toward Joe's this morning. All I could think of was that he was... Well, he put you... I don't care tuppence about Miss Sharp. Put you into a very painful, awkward position last night.
How kind of you to think of that. Tea with lemon, George.
That sound is Rebecca's quill pen writing diligently. Seldom at loss for words, she is not at loss on paper. Would I could say the same for my own pen.
Becky, dear, I wanted to come sooner, but George had four cups of tea with lemon.
Oh, no matter. I was very busy. I've written Joseph a note.
Oh, what a good idea. We'll send it round by Hopkins.
Oh, I hoped you'd say that. Will you listen to it, Emmy? I want not to say too much or too little. Will you listen?
Of course I will.
My dear Joseph, I entreat you not to be unhappy or embarrassed regarding last evening, for I am not. How many times my dear father drank more than was wise or good for him. And I loved him always.
Oh, Becky.
Emmy and I await impatiently for you to come. Until then, I am ever yours faithfully, Becky Sharp.
I applaud you, Miss Sharp. Splendid, splendid, splendid. You have indeed bested the lieutenant. Or have you? Tomorrow, ladies, we shall follow that note to its destination. Meanwhile, I am, like Becky, yours faithfully, William Makepeace Thackeray.
The following is a paid dramatization.
Hi, I'm your teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxides, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
These new Radio Playhouse programs return dramatic radio to daytime listening for the first time in many years. For 1 hour each day, we present serial dramas, a new and different alternative to the music, news, and talk shows. We hope you're enjoying our program and welcome the daily difference of drama. Won't you drop us a card and tell us how you feel about this new series? Write Author Studio, 345 Park Avenue, New York, New York, 10022, or your local station. Enjoy the difference of daily drama. The Author Studio has been brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the Little Things in Life, brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant.
Showered and shaved, and you're still in bed. Hey, you're sick.
Well, it's nothing to get excited about. I just think I'm coming down with an awful summer cold. Sorry, take it easy. Just stay in bed this morning. You know, they take so long to get over.
Oh, gee, honey. Sweetheart, what can I do? I hate it when you get sick.
One thing, stay away from me, darling. I don't want you getting it. Now, about your breakfast.
Never mind my breakfast. I'll get your breakfast.
No, I don't feel like eating a thing, dear.
Well, you've got to have something. Keep up your strength.
I don't want anything. The very thought of food.
You have to have something.
Oh, well, just maybe some orange juice then. Thank you, darling.
I could fix some bacon and eggs.
Just orange juice, honey, please.
No, I know. When you don't feel well, you like something special. I'll make some pancakes.
No, please. I'm really the very, very thought of
waffles?
It.
Waffles?
I most certainly do not want you trying to make waffles. No.
Nice hot waffles with maple syrup and little pork sausages.
Honey, please. I mean, it's sweet of you. Just orange juice?
I know. A nice cheese and tomato omelet. Mushrooms, too.
Orange juice, honey, please. Nothing but orange juice, please. I'm sorry, sweetie, but I mean you... You eat something and just go to work, will you, honey, dear?
Well, and leave you when you feel like this? No, I'll stay home today.
Oh, you will not, dear, and I'm just getting a cold. I only want to lie here and feel miserable by myself. Now, there's nothing you can do, please.
I hate it when you get sick.
Well, I don't like it much myself, but it's just a cold now. I'll drink plenty of fluids, I'll get plenty of rest, I'll take some cold tablets, so don't call the doctor. That's all he'll tell you anyhow. Now, look, just you know, darling, just bring me some orange juice, and then that's all. And then you eat your breakfast and go to work.
Hey, right? I know something. Would you like me to fix two breakfasts on a tray and bring it up here and we can eat together, huh? Wouldn't that make you feel better? We'd both have company for breakfast, and then you wouldn't be eating alone up here and me alone in the kitchen. Hey, I'll do that, huh? Yes, you would. You're just trying to save me trouble, and I like doing it for you.
All right. Thank you, dear. I mean, it's very, very nice of you, dear.
And I'll make some cinnamon toast for you. You love that. Hey, and some hot chocolate.
You know, honey, when you're coming down with a cold, you don't really have too much appetite.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah, That's why you have to think of things that perk up that old appetite. I hate it when you get sick. The whole house seems funny.
Huh?
It just doesn't seem right when you're not bustling around and cooking or cleaning or talking on the phone.
Well, I should think you'd like it, dear. Nobody nagging you to do something.
Oh, come on. You never nag me. Never.
Oh, I do, too, and I hate myself. I'm always reminding you to mow the lawn or fix something you promised to do and you haven't done.
What did I promise that I haven't done?
No, nothing. I just... taking up an example. Not a thing, dear.
I'll mow the lawn today. Unless the noise would bother you, huh?
Look, forget it. Honey, you just mowed it.
Well, I'll mow it again. Just for you, huh?
Oh, you.
I love you.
Well, I love you too, dear.
I hate it when you're sick.
Dear, it's just a cold, and you know, you're taking such good care of me, I feel better already. Really, really, I do.
Well, I haven't done anything yet.
Well,
okay, madame, breakfast coming right up. Orange juice, one cheese and tomato omelet, cinnamon toast, hot chocolate. How's that sound?
Great. Yeah, it's just, you know, what was the thought of you down there in that kitchen, honey? I mean, really?
Oh, I don't mind at all. Now, don't you think about that. I'll have fun.
Uh-huh.
Now, a few little details. Where's the coffee pot?
Underneath the large cupboard, on the bottom shelf. The orange juice is in the refrigerator. Cheese in the porcelain box on the second shelf of the refrigerator. Canned tomatoes in the pantry. Don't open a large can. Now, the cinnamon is on the spice shelf, and it says cinnamon in large letters.
Okay. Right. Remember the time I put, what was it, in your scrambled eggs?
Red pepper, I think. The chocolate's in the cupboard above the sink, and the coffee's there, too.
Okay.
The cord to the coffee... Oh, look, I'll come downstairs.
No, not on your life. I'm doing this.
Well, will you promise me you'll go to work today?
No, I won't promise. But if you feel better after the excellent breakfast I shall bring you, then I'll consider it.
Thank you, dear.
Gosh, I hate it when you're sick.
Not again. Hello, sweetheart. Well, I knew it was you. No, you didn't wake me. I'm in the kitchen. Well, Katie Bascom brought over some chicken soup and I had to put it in the refrigerator. Yes, the doctor called too. Fluids, plenty of rest. Well, now don't worry, dear. I'm just... Oh, there's the door, honey. All right, fine. Well, you do that.
Jansen,
goodbye.
Flores.
Mr. Jansen, how did you get in?
The front door was unlocked. Your husband said he'd leave it unlocked so I could get in with the flowers and not get you out of bed.
I certainly didn't know it was unlocked all morning.
Well, I didn't have the sweetheart roses. All sold out. So he ordered these long-stemmed red ones.
Lovely. I'll look for a vase.
No, no, no. He told me where the vases are. He didn't want you getting out of bed and having to fuss with him.
Well, I am out of bed, so I might just as
well.
Well,
now you get back upstairs and get back to bed. Now, you take it easy. He said the vases were in the cupboard on the back porch. Now, you get back upstairs. I'll bring the roses back.
What are you doing over there?
Oh, hi, Evie. Come on in.
Oh, I don't think you should leave your front door open like this. Not if you're upstairs sleeping.
Who's been upstairs sleeping? I've been doing dishes.
Oh. Got your usual sick bed breakfast treatment?
You wouldn't have believed this kitchen. Looked like something out of a Jerry Lewis movie. Of course, I had to promise not to touch the dishes. He's going to do them tonight.
Oh, tell him I did them. He called me about 9:30, but I had a dental appointment. I told him I'd get here as soon as I could. You all right?
Oh, Evie, I'm only coming down with a cold. So I get out of here before you catch it.
Okay. Well, if you're all right, I'll get back home. I got Billy in bed with a fever. The repairman's due to fix the stove, and I have to run the cleaning woman home.
Oh, well, Ronald, thanks for stopping by. I'm awfully sorry.
Oh, I don't mind. But do tell your Freddy's husband I did check in.
Well, I will. Katie Baskin was here with chicken soup.
Oh, well, Dottie's fixing a casserole for your dinner.
Oh, really? I don't know what to do with him.
Oh, I ran into Joni at the store. She said she'll stop by in about an hour to drop off some books to read while you're lying on your deathbed.
Oh, what am I going to do with that husband of mine?
Oh, listen, just be grateful.
Hmm?
The way he acts is kind of a standard joke with us when you get sick. But frankly, we're all envious. When I had my appendix out, Fred went off fishing. When I tottered home, all he said was, boy, where have you been? The house is a mess.
Oh, now you're exaggerating.
Oh, I wish I were. Now, just enjoy your cold.
Well, I cannot when he makes everybody wait on me like this. I am going to talk to him tonight. I just have to.
Aren't you glad I worry about you?
Just, dear, but it isn't necessary to always phone all my friends and tell them I'm sick. They feel obligated to do something. People are loping in and out of here with casseroles and books and soup. It's a bit embarrassing, dear, when all I have is a cold.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's dear, and it's sweet, and it's unselfish. I mean, the roses were lovely, darling.
No, I'm not dear and sweet and unselfish.
Well, yes,
the truth is, I'm not thinking of you at all. I'm thinking of me, which makes me selfish.
What do you mean?
All right, I'll tell you. Remember my grandmother was killed by a car?
Yes.
Well, I never told you this before. I don't know why I haven't. But just before she ran out into the road, she and my grandfather had a silly quarrel. And 5 minutes later, she was killed by the car. And, well, my grandfather told me how awful he felt that she had died before they made up.
Oh, Florence, that's really very sad. But when I've been sick, we haven't had a quarrel. I mean, I don't quite see what...
I was only 12 when he told me.
Uh-huh.
He said, always make sure your wife knows you love her. So if you lose her, you won't spend your life in remorse. He said remorse was the worst thing.
Well, yes, I guess it must
be. And I do love you, and I don't think you're dying just because you get a cold, but I want to make sure you know I love you and would be lost without you. Now, you remember that?
Well, yes. Well, I love you too, darling. And I feel awful when I think of how I nag you about things.
You don't nag me.
I do. You've not fixed the screen door on the porch and the flies are pouring in. I've asked you since May. I have, dear, since May. It was May when I first
said... Oh, honey, you feel better, don't you? You really do.
Yes, I do, but I don't feel better about flies in the house. I'm a loose
sweetheart. That's music to my ears. Come here, give me a kiss.
Oh, you'll catch my cold.
I don't care. Oh, golly. I hate it when you're sick.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant, proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula, our conditioning formula, is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra rich cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Little Things in Life with Peg Lynch and Bob Dryden was written by Peg Lynch and directed by Warren Somerville and has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be. I'm Charles Woods. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
Last of us.
Oh, wait, Mom. Don't close the dishwasher door yet.
Oh?
I need two more knives.
What's the silverware for?
Well, I thought I'd set the table for breakfast now.
Am I in your way, honey?
Oh, no, Dad. I can set the table around.
How many knives did you say you need, dear? I'll wash them for you.
Well, let's see. Counting you and Angela, there are going to be six of us. Well, she is planning to come tomorrow morning, isn't she?
Yes, she said she's coming over before we leave for the hospital.
Well, then I do need two more knives. Oh, but I can wash them myself.
Well, can I help with anything?
No, thanks, Mom. I can handle it. Why don't you have another cup of coffee with Dad?
No, thank you. One is fine, darling. Otherwise, I'll be up all night.
There. I'm all set.
So where did Bobby run off to in such a hurry?
Betsy Foster's having a little party.
Well, Susie, why didn't you go?
Well, it's not a party, really. It's just a bunch of the kids getting together. Besides, I have more important things to do.
Well, honey, the table is practically set, so why don't you go over now? All your friends will be there.
I'd rather spend the evening with you. You know, my brother's a real turkey. I told him that you're going into the hospital tomorrow, but he still went to the party.
Well, I told him to go, Susie, and I want you to go, too. You know, going into the hospital isn't such a production. It's only for a checkup.
Oh, I know that.
And I want you to have a good time, dear. Remember, this is the last summer you'll have a chance to be really free. Next summer you'll have a job, you'll be getting ready for college.
I still have a few more details to take care of for breakfast.
By the way, what are we having?
Oh, something like fresh orange juice, bacon and eggs, and corn muffins. Oh, I almost forgot to take the batter out of the freezer. Look, I'll leave it out on the counter so it can defrost.
Susie, you seem to have everything under control, so why don't you run along? I'm sure the party's already in full swing.
Are you sure it's all right?
Of course it is, dear. I appreciate your concern, but really it isn't necessary.
Well, if you say so, Mom, but I won't be home late. Look, I'll run up and put on some lipstick. Don't worry about breakfast. That's my department.
All right, dear. Oh, poor Susie.
Why poor Susie?
Oh, she's trying so hard to prove to us that she can take care of the family while I'm gone.
Oh. Did Susie tell you that, or are you practicing psychology without a license?
In a roundabout way, Susie told me. She asked me why Angela has to stay here while I'm in the hospital.
And what did you tell her?
That I wanted her to have fun, not be burdened with all the family responsibilities. She said it'd be hard for her to have fun knowing I'm in the hospital. I'm afraid I haven't put on as good a pretense as I'd hoped.
Darling, you're doing a fine job.
Well, Jason, I don't know how long I can keep it up. And having to get through breakfast with the whole family tomorrow morning isn't going to help much.
Well, we're leaving early enough. We just won't wake up the children.
Jason, is there any reason why I can't check in tonight?
Well, do you want to?
Oh, I think it would be so much easier all the way around. No goodbyes. No fuss. Oh, it's so eerie. I never get used to hospitals at night.
You know, back in the days of my internship, you spent half your nights in the hospital waiting for me to get off duty.
Well, that was different. I wasn't a patient then.
Well, you were when the children were born.
Oh, honey, a maternity ward is nothing like this. It's full of life. Come to think of it, our three children were all born in the middle of the night, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Which is my room?
Almost there. 204. 206. And here it is. Mm-hmm. 208. The very best, madam. One of our few private rooms.
Oh. It's not as bad as I expected.
Good.
Oh, that chair looks good. Oh, I am tired.
Mm.
Well, what do I do now?
Well, I'll just put the suitcase down here, and you can change clothes. There you are, darling. And would you excuse me?
Oh, where are you going?
Well, I'm just
going to
go down and sign you in.
Well, do I just ask the operator for admissions if I want you?
Well, sure, honey. It's extension 609.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me write that down. Just in case I need you.
Sure.
Okay.
All set.
I just don't know why I'm so nervous.
I understand. Darling, just make yourself comfortable. And I'll be back before you know it.
Mm. Joseph?
Yes, dear.
Don't be long.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Datril. I compared labels. Datril has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Datril can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Datril, new from Bristol-Myers.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Finalnet sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Finalnet is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Finalnet go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Finalnet, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Jason?
Hi, honey. Everything okay?
Oh, so far. I haven't any idea what to expect.
Well, all you have to do is relax and let the hospital staff do all the work.
I wish you hadn't left me alone.
Well, now, why? You said everything's fine.
Well, while you were gone, I started to think about all the things they're going to do to me, and I guess I got a little carried away.
And that's just making it harder. Now, just try not to think about it.
Well, if only I had some idea of what the tests are going to be like.
Honey, please. Try not to worry,
All right.
Marshall will begin to see you first thing in the morning. And if you want him to, he'll go through the whole procedure with you. He'll tell you exactly what to expect.
Yes?
Mrs. Carter?
Yes, come in.
I'm Dr. Gonzalez.
Hello, Dr. Carter.
Oh, hello, Doctor.
I'm going to take your wife's history, if I may.
Well, certainly.
Would you mind answering some questions for me, Mrs. Carter?
Oh, well, of course not. Can my husband stay?
Oh, if you wish. This is just routine.
Oh, all right.
Now, have you ever been hospitalized before?
Yes, when I had my children.
How many children do you have?
Three.
Three. Were there any complications with any of the pregnancies?
No, no.
Hmm. When was the youngest child born?
8 years ago, September 1st.
The others?
Well, Bobby, my son, is 17, and Susie just turned 16.
Have you ever undergone surgery?
No, never.
Do you have any allergies? Food, dust, animals?
Mm-mm. None that I know of.
How about medications? Have you ever had an allergic reaction to antibiotics? Penicillin?
No, at least I don't think so.
Now, Mrs. Carter, would you describe what seems to be the problem?
Well, I'll try. I guess my biggest problem is headaches.
Would you describe these headaches, please?
Well, they're very painful. They come suddenly, and then they go.
Mm. Do you get them often?
I didn't at first, but the last couple of weeks, they've been more and more frequent.
Can you locate the pain for me?
Mostly here. Sort of behind my eyes. It's hard to pinpoint it.
Is there any pounding sensation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Does it seem like you're hearing sounds?
Yes, like drums, cymbals.
Maybe what's called tinnitus. When did it commence?
A couple of weeks ago.
Have there been any other problems?
Well, my family tells me I haven't been myself. I've become irritable, and I have trouble concentrating for any length of time.
Is something wrong, Mrs. Carter?
I just think I feel one of the headaches coming on.
I'll let you get some rest. Just one more question. Have you had any lapses of memory?
Yes, there have been times when I've forgotten something I've done or said. But as soon as it's mentioned, I remember.
Thank you, Mrs. Carter.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we'll do for tonight.
Dr. Gonzalez?
Yes?
What tests are scheduled in the morning?
I haven't seen the schedule, Mrs. Carter, but Dr. Foster will be in to see you in the morning. He'll be able to answer your questions.
Well, thank you, Dr. Gonzalez. Good night.
Not at all. Good night, Mrs. Carter.
Good night.
Dr. Carter. Well, that wasn't so bad, was it?
Oh, it was. Suddenly, I'm terribly frightened.
Oh,
Jason, I really do think I'm getting another headache.
Will you try to relax? I'll stay with you for a while.
I feel so stupid, so childish, but I'm so scared.
I'm right here. Don't be afraid. I'm here.
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side, each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less?
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
To Have and to Hold has been brought to you by Final Net. Gives your hair a great, long-lasting hold. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.